I long to do things that have not been seen in this generation. I long to demonstrate my Father to a lost and dying world. But I need a people who will yield to me and surrender their lives and allow me to consume them with that very spirit of prayer. Oh, allow me to purge the floor. Allow me to purge the temple of everything that must go, and allow me to so fill you with the very presence of the Father that you and those around you will hardly be able to stand. Yield to me, says the Lord, and be known once more as the house of prayer. Great peace is my desire for you, that you may fellowship with me in love, that I can filter through and through your life. I desire to take you from where you are to a place with me, a place that you have known about, way down in your spirit, that from the foundations of the world I have prepared for you. So as I lead you from place to place, I desire to flow through you with my grace. And if you will edify and edify and edify yourself, you will see before this is through, I will purge from you everything that is causing you to fail. You will not only taste the victory that circumstances that change can bring, but you will taste the victory of the resounding peace inside you that will dominate everything in a circumference around you. When I move through you with edification by my tongues, says the Spirit of Grace, I quiet the mind and clear the channel that I may have first place. So I can teach you the things that I would have you know, so you will not walk in the flesh, but in my spirit you will learn to flow. Many would not do the things of the leadership of the Spirit pertaining to those areas of love and sacrifice had not their heart been prepared by my compassion. So many will fall short, but for those who will give themselves continually to the edification, to the building up of themselves in their most holy faith, are those who will also keep themselves in that love. Oh, hear what the Spirit would say. For when I said, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, it is that faith that comes from me. Your most holy faith will not be the faith people attempt to employ to serve their own exaltations, their own personal ambitions, and their own greed. For the faith that I develop from that line forward concerning my love is the most holy kind, and it is developed through edification and will not respond to those things that are asked amiss. For all the things being provided for, did I not even provide for your edification? Did I not even provide a way that is beyond you to build yourself up in edification above the problems in your life? What provision is there that I have not established, nor have I provided? Come and get to know me. For you will find that I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your souls. Throughout the country, if I had the services, everything would be done, says the Lord, everything. For many times in edification, when people let me pray my mind in places of authority, I can herd people towards the answers. As you know, don't stop, for you are loosing more fronts than you know when you pray my mind supernaturally, says the Lord. Hear what the Spirit would say. In this process of mortification, when you pray in the Spirit, don't you know the mysteries you are speaking is everything I am in you, and to you, and through you, the hope of glory. And know you not that when you get to the place of glorious harvest and power, that I will already have taken care of those things in you that needed to be put to death, that you might finish your course. It is a good thing to continue to pray in my language that I have given to you, for no matter what you feel like, you are not affecting the prayer that I am originating on the inside of you. In fact, I am working you for the day that you will be free and receive what I have for you. You will find out that no matter how downcast you feel, you are still able to pray in my supernatural language. Even if your mind keeps going back to the worry for uncontrolled times, do not stop the edification process, says the Lord. It is impossible to pray in the Spirit anytime without Him going out ahead of you and working God's plan or purpose. That's the primary reason He leaves you out of it. The only thing He borrows from you is the authority that you have in your spirit when He creates that language in your spirit and you say it. It's pretty hard to fail when God is the one who is selecting the prayer for you according to His will and according to your call and purpose on this planet. When you edify yourself from praying in the Holy Spirit, don't you know that there are those times when I am preparing you for something that I will have you do? And without knowing it, you will build yourself up in revelation and edification in what it would take to handle that. So know this, when you are praying in tongues, you are working my plan in your life. So be strong and let me in my mind come in and order your edification prayers. Because you will see, if you won't stop, the truth will keep getting stronger and stronger until your path becomes very clear to you. So be strong. Be strong for your direction. He delights in edifying you, encouraging you, and He delights when something that He has encouraged you in and given to you, that you begin to lift it up and walk in it, that it comes to pass. These things delight Him. These things delight Him. This is why He enjoys the times you spend in worship and the times you spend praying in your prayer language. You cannot pray my mysteries out without them affecting what is happening on both an international and local level. For the more that you pray, don't you know it is your authority, but it is my mind, and you are releasing me to move in the kind of praying that makes the difference. The edification is about you, that I can build you up above anything, that you can move when I move and talk when I talk. So be strong and continue on the path that you are on, for you are scheduled to see some mighty things that you will be delighted over, says the Lord. This I am pleased in, that one of the major sources to information is the language you speak when you pray in tongues. And when you pray something out, then you receive it, and you will see. It will be in your direction, in the power you walk in, and even the teaching and the preaching gifts you possess. You will see all these things will manifest, and you will see mighty things happen before I return. Every time my church, during their dispensation, would get serious on me, and serious about prayer and fasting, the love, my love, and that walk in it would spring up time after time. Because this is who and what I am, says the Lord. They will not travel down the path I have laid for them supernaturally without running into my love and me wanting to bring them forward into the fullness of it. For in that there is no fear, and in that you will never fail. When you worship and pray in the Spirit, you are setting yourself a direction. For you cannot worship and pray in the Spirit without setting yourself a direction. For when you do these things, you welcome me to come and to come in my strength and set your direction. I take great pleasure in answering your prayers and giving you the things that I have to give you. Pray much and know it is a supernatural move of God that you are releasing every time you pray in the Spirit. For I bring the prayer according to my mind, and I have the power to bring the prayers to pass. Who else can do that? Who else knows what to pray about and in what order? Who else knows how to bring prayers to pass like this? Who else knows how to move on this heart and that heart and reach into an individual's life and heal, deliver, and restore, and bring wisdom and answers and much more? Not only do I use your prayers, but I also know how to tap one here and tap one there to join their prayer to yours so that I can move according to my mind. Pray much in the Spirit. It is a supernatural thing. It is my will and my power being released through you. I really don't think we know how much it means to him right now where we have come as a body, where we have come as individuals. How delighted he is in that, because he has authority on this earth through us. And things are changing, and they are changing quickly, though we can't see it. And the faith that we are believing for him, for what he is going to do, there is still one thing that he needs. It is our authority. The one thing he needs is us not to stop. Stay on this path of growth and edification and spending time with him. He loves you so much that he even steps in with his own language so it can be your authority to get things done that we don't even know need to be done. But through praying in tongues, he says, I've got your authority. Now I can put the direction and the truth in it. It makes it hard to fail when he created a language for you that you can use while you are mopping, driving, flying. Have your mind on something else. Yet he's using your authority and praying his will into your life. And then he calls it edification. Do you have any idea how important it is that you could have a language turned over to you that could cover everything he is asking you to do in your life? Only it is transferred to you so it releases him to do it, to pray his perfect will for you in that tongues of edification. He said, for in this, I have created a way that you could edify yourself. When he said that, I saw you praying in the edification that came from God, that opens it up for him to move freely in your life, especially towards what he has for you to do in this lifetime. He that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. But why? It addresses anything, you being sick, your call, something you are supposed to do. What do you think happens? You start praying in tongues, and he is borrowing your authority to give the power over to you so that he can move in and you can go forward. That's edification.